The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 19 degrees at the Loyola campus at Concordia University. I'm Yannick Lavage, and here are today's headlines. Heads are turned to Quebec's National Assembly. The bloc surges into poll and an ambitious eco-plan for Southwest Montreal. Quebec's parliamentary returns today. They have a lot of challenges on the table, and one of them is a labor shortage. Groups think this challenge should be a major subject of this fall discussions. Véronique Morin joins us from the newsroom. So, Véronique, there seems to be specific sectors that are touched by the labor shortage.
Yes, the customer service sectors are definitely affected by the labor shortage, especially restaurants and retail services. We will hear Patrice Lemieux from the Quebec Municipalities Union in the next clip about this.
This is a huge issue for our businesses, especially small businesses among Quebec.
And so Quebec's Union Municipalities is proposing measures to help the labor shortage.
Yes, they propose on focusing on economic immigration, since the pandemic affected the immigration and how we receive people in Quebec. And they also believe vulnerable enterprises really need support from the government.
So now that the assembly has started, this doesn't seem to be the subject they focused on.
This morning, the members of the assembly mainly focus on agriculture. They are working on the 99 Law project, which focuses on food salubrity, and the number of inspectors is one of the main issues they talked about.
Thank you, Véronique. New polls number just posted this morning by the server firm Léger revealed that the Liberals and the Conservatives are tied at 32% in voting intentions. With 20% of the vote, the NDP is trending slightly downward. The People Parties, though, gained two points to reach 5%, eating Conservative support, notably in Alberta. Finally, the Bloc gained 3 points, treading the opportunity for the Liberals to gain seats in Quebec. Many analysts refer to the specific question asked during the English debate that took place last Thursday as the source of the Bloc's gain in voting intentions. Here's Kathleen Gannon with the details.
Outcry followed a question asked by the moderator that insinuated discrimination in Quebec's Bill 21 and 96 laws. Political analyst Paul Gott explains what that means for Quebec voters.
Anything that sort of insults Quebec, it means a boost for the Bloc Québécois.
The debate might have changed the Bloc's course, opening the door for more seats.
I think what it did is it solidified wavering people. People who were kind of nationalist are now definitely going to vote Bloc.
With 30% of Quebecers planning to vote Bloc, more seats will be distributed across the province, potentially taking seats away from rival parties. Still a week away, a lot can change before the election.
Fluctuations are what elections are all about. It really comes down to the day of.
Kathleen Gannon for Concordia News, NDG.
The 2021 Canadian federal election is an election unlike any other. The pandemic has impacted every aspect of the election, including the way people vote. Voting by mail has exploded in popularity. Margaret Vaudviag spoke with Pierre Pilon, regional media advisor for Elections Canada, who says that the pandemic has had a huge impact on the election.
There's no doubt that the pandemic has changed a lot of things. Organizing an election anytime in Canada is already a big task with a lot of challenges, but it seems like the pandemic brought that to a higher level of challenges.
How has the pandemic affected voting by mail?
But if we take the last election in 2019, there was no pandemic at the time, and a little more than 50,000 people voted by mail, and it was mostly what we call the expat, or Canadians living abroad, or Canadians that were not to be in their riding the day of the vote. So, and the last count is that we're getting closer to 1 million vote-by-mail kits that were sent to electors that express their preference for that option.
What are some challenges of increased voting by mail?
Yeah, well, first of all, it kind of adds a few steps to the process of being registered as a voter. The voter needs to go on our website at elections.ca and they need to register in order for them to receive a kit that contains a couple of envelopes and the voting ballot, if you want. So that adds up to a more another step to the process. And also the impact that it will have is that we're used to find out the winner of the election usually on the same night that the poll close. This time, because depending of the volume of vote by mail, we might not be able to know the winner on the night of the election.
What are some lessons learned this year that could be useful for the next election?
Now, the challenges and the lesson that we learned from the pandemic is that we always have to do a little more to communicate and make sure that Canadians know what they're getting into and know what the elections is all about.
That was Margaret Vdoviak speaking with Pierre Pilon, Regional Media Advisor for Elections Canada. Chidoris launched a fundraising campaign to help homelessness and vulnerable women in Montreal. This project hopes to support this demographic. We bring you Curtis Savage, who is live at the press conference. Curtis, Chidoris hopes to accomplish a lot today.
Yes, so it was a great sunny turnout at this Peace Garden outside the Dawson building to speak about an important issue. During the press conference, representatives explained that their primary hope is to ensure the safety of women in dangerous situations. According to Executive Director Marina Bulow-Winson, their main two plans will be to create an overnight shelter and permanent residence for women in need of help.
A lot of shelters aren't accessible to all, especially racialized and Indigenous women. There's a lot of women who, you know, deal with mental health issues or, you know, who engage in drug use. Unfortunately, a lot of shelters aren't accessible.
And they feel that it's an important time to be supporting women's shelters.
Yes, so along with the current housing crisis, during the pandemic, there's been a spike in violence against women and femicide. According to Canadian Femicide Observatory of Justice and Accountability, in the first half of this year, 92 women and girls have been killed, and mostly by men.
To get involved, how can they help organizations like Chidoris?
So among support Chidoris, there are plenty of ways to help out, including volunteering and learning more information on reputable sources. If you're interested in donating, there are various charities around Quebec to aid females in distress, including Logisem, Lena's Home, West Island's Female Shelter, and more.
Thank you, Curtis. A lot of people aren't looking to wait for the provincial and federal government to fight climate change. Cities and towns are therefore increasingly involved in this fight. The latest is the Southwest Borough of Montreal that unveiled a plan with objectives to achieve by 2025. Brina Sherman has the story.
The Sud-West wants environmental consciousness to become a fundamental part of the community. The plan outlines garbage removal and the maintenance of parks, among other things. Victoria Kranzberg, living in St. Henry, is cautiously optimistic.
I think it's great that the borough has these ambitious objectives to invest in and maintain the community, but it depends on their execution.
The plan describes the creation of a green fund to fund its objectives. This will come from the borough's budget. Urban planner Miguel Escobar considers the plan more strategy than action. Reducing greenhouse gases is a policy that people will embrace, but it may be difficult to actually acquire the funds needed.
Everybody can agree on objectives, on problems, and strategies, but it's at the action plan stage and then the money stage where things can get difficult.
The mayor of the borough, Benoit Doré, hopes to reduce the borough's greenhouse gas emissions by 55%. Although still in the early stages, the plan has the potential to reduce the community's carbon footprint.
In a letter published this morning, the Quebec's Writers' Union requested the government to reform the status of the artist law. According to the union, the CAQ promised in 2018 to make changes to legislation to allow writers to collectively bargain their contracts, something other artists are authorized to do, but not writers. The government hasn't made any proposal in this regard yet, and with the new election coming up in 2022, the union fears they might be left out. The biggest art network in Canada plans to expand worldwide. But is this expansion worthwhile for a Montreal artist? Here's Abigail Jersey with the story.
Galea, an online art gallery, plans to give local artists the opportunity to share and sell their work.
And so for either Montreal artists or Canadian artists in general, and at some point around the world, it's how can we increase the chances for the art to be seen, discovered, and then purchased.
Guillaume Perrin, CEO, says that Galea makes artists known by distributing online and in coffee shops.
By simply converting empty wall spaces into art galleries in a way.
Montreal artists need their space to make their art known. Galea says that they have the solution.
Because if artworks aren't being seen, how can they be purchased? And how can artists can actually live off the art? This is really what we're trying to do here.
This could be the start of a new reach of artists in the Montreal area. Abigail Jersey, Concordia News, Montreal.
West line of Highway 40 will be closed throughout the weekend between Highway 15 and Cavendish Boulevard. The Ministry of Transport noticed that the closure will take place from Friday 10 p.m. to Monday 5 a.m. to repair the pavement. Monday night football kicked off with a thrilling overtime win by the Las Vegas Raiders. The game was called by the Manning brothers in their first Manning cast, the MLB, as a new home run leader after last night's Toronto Blue Jays game against the Tampa Bay Rays. Here's Sarah Dixon with all your sports news.
Hooks it down the left field line! Gone!
The Blue Jays beat the Rays 8-1 in the first game of their series. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit his 45th home run of the season, making him the new leader of home runs in the MLB. He also surpasses his dad's career high for home runs in a single season. As we know, Guerrero Jr. grew up in Montreal when his dad was playing for the Expos. And speaking of Montrealers in Tampa Bay, Julie Chu, the head coach of the Women's Concordia Stingers hockey team, is starting her first day at the Tampa Bay Lightning training camp.
Little bit and it messed up his angle.
Yeah, that's third and four. See if it's third and Renfro. Throwing that way, and it is Edwards!
Unbelievable.
Touchdown! Got it!
The Raiders won last night's football game against the Ravens with a score of 33-27 after an exciting overtime time touchdown. The final touchdown was even called for video review. The game was called by the Manning brothers in their first ever Manning cast. The brothers went back and forth all night with sarcastic lines, playful jabs, and fun guests.
Can. What's a can mean? He just canned it right there. Those are two plays I just caught. I cannot, this helmet doesn't fit.
Shocking that a helmet doesn't fit you. Helmet. They didn't have a double XL helmet to fit that forehead.
All right. Quick story. I watch film with the 49ers.
Well, maybe they should stick to their day jobs. And that's it for sports.
10,000 insects will be gathered this weekend at the Aquarium of Quebec for the Insects Festival. According to the organizers, a vast array of species will be displayed, notably one of the most beautiful beetle in the world. You might have spent a portion of the summer chasing insects or being annoyed by them. It is now an opportunity to look at the most interesting ones in a fun and controlled environment. The event will take place on Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Today in entertainment, celebrities show their most extravagant looks at the Met Gala. Alanis Morissette speaks up to the new documentary, and festival season is back in Montreal starting tomorrow. Yahael Saoudi has the news.
The Montreal International Jazz Festival is back in town after a year hiatus caused by the pandemic. The festival starting tomorrow will display the talent of more than 30 artists from all over the country. This hybrid edition will include a live streaming of the free exterior shows, special digital extras, and a lot more. Attendance at shows are limited in accordance with Quebec's safety measures regarding COVID-19, and vaccine passport will be mandatory on site. The festival will go on until September 19.
To remind you of the mess you left when you went away.
Canadian rock star Alanis Morissette revealed in a new documentary about her life that she has been the victim of statutory rape at 15 years old. While never naming her abuser, she states having tried to speak to people around her about what she was experiencing and being met with indifference. While the age of consent in Canada is 14, Morissette still felt violated by the experience and accuses her abusers of taking advantage of her. She added that no one can consent at 15 years old. The documentary titled Jagged premiered yesterday at the TIFF Festival in Toronto and will be released by HBO as part of their Music Box documentary series. The annual Met Gala made its big comeback last night in New York City. The theme of this year's event, American Independence, revolved around the American evolution of fashion and American designers. On the red carpet, celebrities showed their glamorous outfit to the press. The fundraiser, dubbed as the biggest event in American fashion, is organized every year by Anna Wintour, Vogue's editor-in-chief, and all its revenues go directly to the Met Fashion Institute.
Showers are expected late this evening, picking up in intensity during the night. But the rest of the weekend is looking warm and sunny. That's your news to 11:31. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Yannick Lepage.